mutualities all over the world, you could trace it back to what they have in terms of their archives, but also in terms of how they practice spirituality. It's really incredible because, you know, my background also put me in a space like in Japan. I've been in Japan for 10 years, in also Europe. And let me tell you something, you know, like I've seen stuff like in Japan that I'm now able to explain through this spiritual path. Because, you know, we all know we came from Africa, right? But this civilization, the human civilization also comes from there. You know, everything we know and understand about human beings, about the universe comes from there. So you have to be humble enough to go and seek the knowledge to the elders and to the priests, to the kings and queens over there. And they are now willing to open up this knowledge after more than 2,000 years of keeping it private and secret. Now they believe that it's time to open it up again. All right.
I love that. And so, okay, and if you don't mind, okay, can you share just a little bit more just in terms of just the Earth Center and what the, you know, like what it's about? And and again, sorry, I'm jumping all over your space. I don't know if you have a plan in terms of how you want to roll it out. I'll listen, but I get excited when we talk spirit and Mother Nature. So
Well, I mean, there are many things you could say of the Earth Center. Basically, they came out here in Northern America since the 90s and they've opened up centers in the US, New Jersey, Chicago, but also in UK, and now since more than 4 years they're here in Canada.
Yep, the OFC was involved in that, glad to be.
Exactly. So now what we have a network of priests that are helping us for our health, but also for reconnecting ourselves with our ancestry in terms of who were they, who and what did they left inside of us, you know? So reactivating those energies, it's all about what the Earth Center does, And you may be from, you know, whatever background, people are interested in it. You know, some people come from a Jewish background. Some people come from an Asiatic background. Some people from like the indigenous here in Canada also come to learn about it, you know, like to be healed about, with the Earth Center. So it's really mind blowing, but it's really also interesting. I could not just resume what the Earth Center does because it has been really something that revealed a lot of truth to myself. I've learned a lot of things in my bloodline that I couldn't have known if I didn't go through this process of initiation.
Love that. And good. And actually, so, and I'll let you dive in, but I know like for our listeners, if anybody who's out there who has a desire to go deeper, you know, like that's the best way I could put it. If you're prepared to kind of go, you know, what's the expression? Go into the rabbit hole, because like I say, those things go deep. The Earth Center is definitely is where you want to go. And before we wrap up the interview, of course, we'll share the contact information and stuff like that, so you guys can check it out. But you definitely, Earth Center is, it would be your next step in terms of more profound knowledge and understanding of spirituality, yourself, and the planet.
So the understanding, we have to go actually through a rewiring of our understanding of life and of what the existence, and you know that's exactly what the problem that we have in our societies today. You know, we don't even know if we need to what we need to do regarding, you know, what we call climate change. This is also my background, you know, like I'm supposed to provide solutions from technologies, right? But also we need to bear in mind that the problems come from us, you know, the way we use what we use, the way we try to dominate nature. We don't even understand what it is. I mean, take for instance, we on Earth, right? And the Earth is so old and so big that when you stand on it, you're not even able to see that it's rotating, you know? Not even to feel that. But you still want to say that, oh, I want to dominate it. I want to save it. You need to be more humble about it. And that's what the dogons give us. They're able to bring us back to where we belong in terms of our place in the universe. Okay. Wow. They're giving us that knowledge. They're giving us our sense of belonging in the universe. They would say a belonging in the cosmogony. Mm-hmm. Okay. Which means that after this, you'll be able with the Earth Center, and it's a school which is called Mtan School of Kemetic Philosophy and Spirituality. You'll be able to understand the key concepts that gives you the understanding of spirituality, not only for you here in Canada, in Africa, in all over the world, because they understand Earth, they understand the time, and they understand the space. And that's critical knowledges that are still lacking, actually. Yeah, that's what I could say. After spending more than years in physics, I've never heard those things.
Exactly. I was about, you came out with a PhD, my brother. Yeah. And you know, and you're still learning new things when it comes to spirituality and the planet, when you know, by tapping into this ancient knowledge. So now, so for our listeners, like what kind of things, like for those who are trying to understand themselves or trying to understand the planet, like what are certain key things that maybe, or you know, like anything that you might be able to share with our listeners, that to, you know, to give them a little more insight or to, you know, guide them or show them what they should be focusing on next.
Okay, well, what we need to remember is that we all have a history. We all come from somewhere. All right, so we are successive line of people that came, our fathers, grandfathers, and ancestors, and we keep on coming back. But that's one aspect of it, you know. So we have a bloodline, basically. We also have a destiny, you know. My name Ikaribra actually says something about my destiny. It tells my what I'm supposed to do while this earthly passage. All right. And the other thing you need to understand is that my world, my name Ikaribra, is also the name that you could find me on in the universe. So if you had to go back, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years, and ask the universe, so what did Ikaribra do? You'll find it, because priests actually worked on finding who I was back in the days. You know, like in our spirituality, we understand reincarnation,
right?
And we understand where we come from, because that's the start of the existential questions that all human beings have. Where do we come from? What are we doing here? And where are we going after this world? All right.
But now, but the thing is, you comfortably and confidently just said, you know, like everybody reincarnates. Now, I'm obviously, as a spiritualist, this is what I know. But now, for our listeners who are skeptical, like is there a way to help people to understand like why reincarnation is like, it's not that crazy of a concept, and that there's more than likely you are here?
So we all come with some skills or I could say talents, or even some things we are not able to do in this life, right? Well, there is a history to that, okay? Some energies of nature give us things to help us create in a harmony with the universe, but also help us keep writing our history, all right? So basically, someone who has, I could say, like problems with alcoholism, all right? Mm-hmm. You might feel like, okay, that guy has too many problems with, you know, so alcohol, he's not able to resist and everything. But that problem, we know that it's a spiritual problem. Meaning, we also call alcohol spirits, right?
Right.
So some people have connections with the spiritual world. And alcohol sometimes help them like shut up all of those voices. But it also, unfortunately, alcohol, when it gives you something, it takes you also something
away.
Yeah. So the idea about understanding all of our diseases, all of our problems in life, is also understanding that it doesn't stop at the what we are able to see. It goes beyond. And some people even, you know, some people who have certain names, their names are blocking them. That's an aspect that was really hard for me to understand. But after seeing some people going through this, I realized, well, so a name is also one of your energetic body that you carry with you during this life. And whether people are calling you in a certain way, they'll be able to reactivate those energies within you. And if it's not reactivated, you're basically not living your life, okay? And it might bring other blockages in your life. So if someone calls you, oh, he's stupid, oh, the stupid guy, you know? And you end up being depressed or whatever because of that. That's a spiritual problem. So the way we interact with each other in the community is really important. We not only need to know how what we want to give to each and everyone, but we need to know that we are here trying to express something that comes from way back. Okay, so it's really deep. There are many dimensions, but if I could resume that, there is one side. Health, it's a physical problem, but it's also a spiritual problem. The spiritual side, unfortunately, you need to have a priest that tells you exactly what it is, because it connects you with space and time, all right?
Okay.
And if you want to go further, if you want to have all the chances on your side to express and to manifest your destiny, you need to understand certain things such as your name, your spirit, your soul, where does it come from, and your bloodline also, the bloodline of your mother, the bloodline of your father. How does it play in your life? So most of the time, my brothers and sisters at the Air Center, we spend time learning about it, but also fixing it, okay? Like I've spent some time asking to people in the village just to fix this aspect that I wouldn't have think about,
yeah.
You know? And after that, I had a call of one of my uncles that told me, you know what you did actually helped me, because I had problems with alcoholism. And now I'm the doors are opening up again. So
that's huge.
They don't seem really connected. You might think that someone is an individual over there and who's struggling with his life. While in fact, he's connected with something bigger.
Right.
So if you're able to tap into that bigger, or the trunk of the tree, you'll be able to solve the problem in the leaves. So that's about the story that we need to remember with the Earth Center and the tradition.
And brother, that, and I, because as we're now closing up this interview, this has been, and I gotta have you on a show again where we could deep dive, like where we because you mentioned, you touched on so many little things. Like I would like to talk a little bit more about the passage, like, you know, like connecting with priests and helping and using them to be able to get guidance, because I because I'm a strong believer in that as well. Well, I'm a believer in getting that help, getting a hand up from somebody who might have a little more knowledge or experience or connection. I'm just as equally passionate about individuals tapping into their inner spirituality and being guided, you know, by their inner being. But even myself, as elevated as I am, I still tap into a spiritual guide, right? I still tap into, you know, so that's why I do see and I understand the value in that, and people connecting where they're at. Some people who are still like religious will feel comfortable, you know, going to Jesus and their pastor and whatever be the case. And then if that's where they're at and they need that to help them get out from where they are, awesome. But it's great when you understand that there's more to it. There's more to life, and you can get even deeper, you know? So with that, and guys, I definitely want to encourage everybody to get in contact with the Earth Center. So can you give us your contacts, or for those who might want to get in contact either with you or with the Earth Center and understand a bit more about
Yes, so you can find us at theearthcenter.com. website. No, it's the earthcenter.org, sorry, website. And also we have a YouTube page. It's called KEBTA, K-E-B-T-A-H. We'll have a lot of conferences over there. You'll have a lot of insight into certain things that we're doing. But we also have a Facebook page here in Canada. Mm-hmm. So you just need to type in the Earth Center Canada, and you'll find our webpage. Here in Canada, we are at the location is 1845 Struan Street, S-T-R-U-A-N Street. And we are open all day long and 7 days. 7 jours sur 7,
on est complètement bilingue ici, pas de problème.
Yeah.
Et pas de souci, est-ce qu'il y a un numéro de téléphone? Is there a number that people could call if they need to?
Yeah. Oh my God.
You know I was going to put you on the spot with that. We got all kind of listeners, yo. And if we have some of our brothers and sisters on the inside, can they call the Earth Center Collect and get some spiritual guidance?
Yes, so it's 514. Mm-hmm. 318-381-8650. So I'm repeating, 514-381-8650. That's our phone here in Canada.
Good. And you know what? As I just said,
in Montreal, but also in Toronto. Okay. So we've opened up schools in Toronto. So if you're in Toronto, just contact us in Montreal, and we give you all of the details.
My brother, this is exceptional, and I just said it just quickly, like, you know, in passing, but I know we have a good amount of listeners who are on the inside, who are incarcerated, and they listen to us. So definitely, if brothers and sisters who might be on the inside, if they do want some spiritual guidance, they could call the Earth Center as well. They could connect with you guys. Yeah. Dr. Blaze and my brother Icaribra. Thank you so much for being on with us today. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you do. I was going to put you on the spot and ask you to define what Icaribra means for the people.
Oh, man. Yo, so Icaribra, like I said, is the priest that gave me this name after reading Earth Energies with my background.
Mm.
And Icar means excellence. Mm-hmm. And Ib means the heart. And Ra is the highest divinity called Ra. So basically it says the excellence of the heart of the biggest divinity that exists, right?
What? Gee, what a perfect way to close off an amazing, amazing interview. Thank you again. And definitely everything you're bringing, what you're doing for the community, it shows that you are the heart of Ra. So like, definitely you are it. Thank you again for being with us on the Empower Hour.
Thank you, Taro, and it's to OFC.
Mm-hmm. BTW and live theater is back. Black Theater Workshop and La Manufacture present Pipeline. We are back after 2 years with a dual language presentation of the off-Broadway hit Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau, translation by Mishka Lavigne. Pipeline shares the story of Nia, a single mother and teacher dedicated to the success of her students and her teenage son Omari. Tensions are mounting at his school, and Nia must find a way to rediscover her connection with her son and his connection with himself. Pipeline will be presented at Théâtre La Licorne from April 12th to 23rd in English and April 26th to May 8th in French. For tickets, call 514-523-2246 or visit théâtrelalicorne.com. This is a Black Theater Workshop production and a CKUT co-presentation.
Yes. And so that was a good interview that we had from a brother named...
Yeah, it was Blaze. Well, shoot, yeah. Since last you heard us, we had our interview. We had a big mix from DJ Blasta. Big shout out to that mix. And Tammy T just brought that like she normally brings it.
All the heat. So let's get into the entertainment segment. So did y'all hear about this celebrity, this influencer. She's like a TikTok girl, and she actually killed the brother.
She
killed the boyfriend.
The Snow Bunny? I just heard from Umar Johnson. The white woman that was able to kill a black guy, and then instead of her being charged, they checked her mental state.
Right.
And then she was let off.
Right. And so they actually ran into her the other night, just hanging out, having drinks with a friend. And pretty much some black girl seen her was like, "No, you better get out of here."
Oh, they didn't whoop her up.
They was about to get her. They was like, "Nah, they put her on tape." She was like, "Well, you think that we should leave? I think it's best you leave. I think you might want to get on out of here."
How did she murder the brother?
So she stabbed him to death.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and then they just checked her mental state. They're like, "Nah, you're not." It was a mental thing,
a mental break,
right? Yeah. Right, because you know that's what they have to check first, especially when a white person commits murder.
You know,
it's obviously because they had a mental break of sorts.
Yeah,
right? I have to protect my peace right now.
Yeah,
right. So, one of the things that they're discussing the most right now, and I know it's sad when these things come up, especially after someone has passed away, but we have an ongoing theme with these different scenarios lately. Kanye West, and then this guy. You know, this man was online saying a lot of discouraging things and disparaging things about black women.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going through it right now because in support of our brother, you know, we want to stand for him. But there's a lot of people saying, listen, this also was not our fight. He is online pretty much saying, "I'm laughing out loud because my friend actually thinks that I date a black girl."
Oh.
Wait, he's the one who got stabbed?
Yeah. And he's the one who actually got murdered. Look,
it's mutually exclusive, but... Well... his energy was off. What he attracted was off, and that's what happens.
Right. So now... It's a thing, right? So we don't want to have to start drawing lines on who we're supporting and who we're not for because of these different scenarios. But you know what? While you have your time here on Earth, right, you need to be supporting and loving on your people. And God forbid something goes wrong in your life, at least you got your people to support you. But this man is dead.
Yeah.
He's dead. And now people are deliberating whether or not they should support him or not, because they're like, pretty much he hated us. So so why would we jump on the bandwagon like, hey, you know what? This might have been his karma.
Well, but if we don't, we set a precedent.
That's right.
No, and the thing is, there's different ways looking at it. And I've had this conversation, multiple conversations, in terms of the difference between people's race and their culture.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole thing is not, it's like if a melanated brother is in love with a white woman, or a lesser melanated person, because we're all melanin. Mm-hmm. But the point is, if that's what it is, that's the reality. But where it becomes uncomfortable is your cultural backgrounds, and that's mm-hmm. and so that's why it has nothing to do with the race, but it has to do with just your general life experience. And if you know that you guys and your bloodline, your like the culture that you guys carry, is not necessarily being supported or even liked by that person's family, it makes it for a tough life. Yeah,
but you know, all that to be said, though, no one's knocking you on your preference of who you want to date.
Mm.
But you got to stop knocking one race, whether it's your own or something else. Because at the mm-hmm. end of the day, it's you saying, oh, well, you know, even if you turn around and like, well, I can't really date Asians, I only date white people. Why you got to put one down to lift the other one up?
Mm. Right. You don't have to dislike black women in order to date a white woman. So right. putting that on us, like we're the reason why you love white women and don't like, it really makes no sense. You loving someone else should never depend on your dislike for me. Because the thing is that what happens when you start loving me again? For at some point in time, you decide that you love me again. Do you now hate them?
Mm.
And you know, and I believe, like, I feel like people of other races dating outside of their race, you need to be looking at that. And when it comes to your partner, if you got a partner who says, well, I never date black, he's a black man, he says, I never date black women and I only date white women, you should be afraid.
Yeah.
You should definitely be afraid.
I don't even mess with people who only date light skins.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can't come, if you're whole, and you can, everyone can have a preference, But if your whole lineage of girlfriends or ex-girlfriends is light-skinned, I'm watching you a certain way.
With one eye open at nighttime. This is what time it is, because you got to figure out who it is that you actually dealing with.
But in terms, sorry, for good.
No, please, you're not.
But just in terms of supporting the brother, who was killed, like in all case, like Umar Johnson said it, like that's where I got the news from. Mm-hmm. It's just like, he's like, regardless to this brother's preferences, because you know, Umar is not down, but he's like, he's still a brother that was murdered. And that takes a precedence.
Absolutely, I agree. So
it's given very Emmett Till. I mean, not on Emmett's levels, but it's a white woman killing a black man, and then now it's her mental state.
Yes,
it's given very Emmett Till.
Yes, very much so. So with that topic there, I'm just like, I'm totally flabbergasted, because I can't believe that she's literally out in a bar. They said she was suicidal the whole night. Oh, well, after we checked her suicidal state, we realized, okay, she's not suicidal. We can send her home. She just committed murder. So now you realize she's not suicidal. Detain her. No,
she's homicidal.
Where does the jail come right? Yeah, right.
Get her. But I guess it doesn't resonate the same, because it's a black man that she killed.
Yeah.
Now the stories are coming up that he was physically abusive, and they had a couple that they were best friends with, actually. Turns out that the young lady that was part of the other couple is ousting this lady right now. And she's showing pictures and videos of them together and showing how he doted over her and all of this stuff. So she's pretty much like, don't believe the story that she's telling. I have proof that he was never abusive to her.
Wow.
So we're going to see how this turns out. But yeah, that's part of the entertainment news for today. Oh. But we're going to move on to some other stuff. So that apparently Khloe, no, mm-mm. What's the other sister's name?
From the Kardashians?
I don't know.
Kendall, Khloe.
Courtney.
Yeah. Courtney got married.
Ooh.
Courtney got married to Travis Barker. Now, Travis Barker, we know, is like a super smart guy. He came out with this technology actually to get athletes back in shape using music, like back in the best shape of their life using music. And he created these pads that were kind of like a replica to a beat machine that a producer would use. And he kind of put the pieces together that the only way for him to get them to get the moves right was to complete the music properly. So he's almost a billionaire, but apparently they just went and got married the other day. And different from her sisters, she actually, this guy is somebody who's actually like really about something, and I really love that.
But he was an artist too. Like he was. What was his band?
Yeah, he had an artist. He is the artist also, right?
Yeah,
there's a couple different things. This guy, he invented some stuff. He got all kinds of stuff going on. Travis Barker,
Blink 182. There you go.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, yeah, that dude
from Blink 182.
Okay, yeah, the funny looking boy.
Okay, right. Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's who she married. So they're having a heck of a shindig right now in support. And you know, I know Chris is super happy, you know.
Chris,
the mama.
Okay, that's the mom. Got it.
Yeah, because you know
I've never watched an episode of Meet the Kardashians.
Me either.
I'm not one
episode. First of all, it's not even called Meet the Kardashians, but okay.
What's it called?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Okay, right. That's good. Thank you. That's just to tell you, just to prove my case.
Yeah, there you go.
Case in point.
Like, listen, I'm afraid it's gonna burn out my retinas. I don't have time. I need my good eyes.
You know what? The only time I watched it was during the holidays. I was sick on the couch, and like I really couldn't move. Like I had a really, really bad flu, and I fell asleep on the couch, and I woke up, and they had it playing, and no one was in the living room anymore. I was like, somebody, please turn, change the channel. Hello? Who's home?
Oh my God.
Please go back to sleep.
Okay.
No, that's real as it gets. So Jennifer Lopez, speaking of marriages, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck announced their engagement. So,
is she ever gonna get married, bro?
Dang.
She's had more engagements in these whole last years.
She needs to stop.
Then I don't know.
Listen, she gotta see who's the best. She gotta do the tour. I heard that she was doing the tour to Jello.
Okay.
And she has been going through her different exes to see who she wants to go back with. And I think that her final choice might be Ben Affleck. I don't know how they're giving her so much privilege around here. Pick, choose, I refuse. Like she just I do whatever she wants. No. Like,
so, but puff,
I guess
puff, Puff was an option. She didn't go to back to Puff.
First of all, she was. You remember when she was teaching Puffy? You remember when they was online last year doing the merengue, the salsa online? Like, who taught you that?
Yeah, but I don't think
who taught you that.
I don't think Puff is over Kim.
First of all, Puffy got Young Miami. What he doing with a J-Lo?
Oh, damn.
He's with a city girl.
Wait, he's officially with a city girl?
He is with a city girl, child.
Okay.
Don't play with her. Don't play with Young Miami. Young Miami is getting that dough right now. J-Lo can't step over there if she wanted to. That's why she better go and sit down in the corner with Ben.
Puff keeps getting younger and younger at his girls. As he ages older, he keeps going younger. I'm not... Something to write.
As far as I'm concerned, listen, if she's smart enough to get some of that P. Diddy money, you get it, because he don't pay his artists, so you might as well go and get some of that other money, sis.
Damn.
It's true.
Facts.
So, D'Angelo is about to be back in the news again. Just remember I said that to y'all. D'Angelo is about to be back in the news again, y'all. You might not have seen nothing about it, but I'm telling you, D'Angelo, I feel him. I feel like his presence is coming near. And we need that brother out here. How Does It Feel was one of the songs that just made him ultra, super, super, super famous. The video for it actually is what did it for us. All that sexiness and cream and lusciousness that he had in the video.
I heard there was stuff happening in that video.
There actually was.
Yeah, that's what you heard too?
Yeah, that's actually the behind the scenes like tea.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was edited really well too, because really? Apparently he really was getting
he
was getting treated at that time.
That's what they say, Hollywood, eh?
Well, so
don't sign me up. I don't want any of that. It's crazy. Go ahead, continue.
My condolences, give it all to me. Pass me peas package, please. Thank you very much. So in industry news, just know that I'm about to be dropping some music. I might as well plug my own stuff right now. I'm about to be dropping some music, y'all, so watch out for your girl. I'm out there right now. I'm recording a lot of music. I'm about to be making a couple of videos back to back, so I'll be doing some casting calls and stuff like that, so look out for your girl. I'm looking for some sexy girls to do one of my next videos. I got a song coming out called Sugar, and I would love for all the sexy Montreal ladies to hit me up to be a part of this video, so get in my inbox, and thank you very much. This is my entertainment segment.
So can I ask you a question about a video you were in?
Sure.
I watched this video. It was like a 15-minute music video the other day.
Mm-hmm.
15 minutes?
15.
Yeah, it's like a movie.
Good. I'm glad you know what I'm talking about. So can you just enlighten me a little bit about that? Because big shout out to the brother. He's from Montreal, I guess.
Yeah, he's from Montreal. Born and bred God.
Yeah, so he should thank you. I watched the whole video because of you. I never knew the artist before that.
Amen.
So when I saw your post, I'm like, all right, cool. Let me peep this. I watched the video.
Wait a minute. Help us, Father.
I know. It was like.
No, well, what you want to say?
No,
because, go on and talk.
It just, again, because it's a local artist, it's the independent artist, I only want to send love. So I want people to check him out, support his music, and whatever be the case. It's just that it was like a movie, and I could not understand the storyline. I couldn't understand I wasn't sure if in the video, if you were the youth's mom for real, or his woman, and he's just calling you mom. And then
right, so let me get this together, because you know I probably should have plugged that earlier too, just for the fact that I know a couple of people actually hit me with that, like, well, what's really going on here? So this is an artist, Bubble Bread God. Every song that he does actually goes viral, crazy enough. Like,
yeah.
He does very, very well.
Hundreds of thousands of views.
Hundreds of thousands. And this one is probably in the next couple of weeks will reach somewhere around 1 million views, just mm-hmm. because of the heat that and the traction is getting right now. But World Star Hip Hop welcomes his music, and he has a couple of actually very dope artists like in the industry that are in his inbox all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But he came up with this premise because he said in Montreal, there is way too many guys out here living and pretending to be somebody out of a woman's pocket.
Okay.
They sure are.
Right. So the song is called Diss Track, and he pretty much is telling the story of a young boy who everybody probably... or thinks that some hot boy, but the truth is that his mama is a really hard worker and a hustler, and she makes sure that he got, you know, a couple hundred dollars a day,
mm-hmm.
Because she knows that her son just don't got it together the way that he should.
Okay.
And then we have the other guy, Mm-hmm. Then he plays the other guy who is dating or going with a girl who's also a hustler, maybe a stripper, maybe even a prostitute.
Right.
And she starts off because she likes him by giving him a little dough, but then he kind of becomes dependent on her.
Of course.
He starts robbing her and checking her purse and stuff like that. So he's like, this is how guys is out here getting money. He's like, yeah, well, I'm a real hustler.
Right.
I ain't taking no money out no girl's pockets.
Okay.
I ain't that type of dude. I'm getting it. I'm getting it how I get it, but I definitely ain't playing like y'all. And everything that I account for myself. Okay. It didn't come out of no woman's pocket. So this diss track was pretty much for these Montreal dudes that's out here not getting it on their own, taking it out of a woman's pocket, using other people in order to, you know, be famous out here. And the truth is that they should have the woman standing there. She need to be famous. That's why he had the girl dancing all over the video. Like, she the real star.
God, wow. You see, Kai, thank you for that. You see, you should actually film a video
I told him, hit me up when it was time to put the joint together, but I understand. Anyways, we did this joint last year.
Okay.
I'm happy he finally put it out. Good. And I'm glad you asked me and we got to say this, so that for those who actually go and watch it, you can actually say for yourself, like, okay, now I understand what this is about. But this is really for those Montreal guys out there that's heavy flossing with girls' money and stuff like that. He's just like, cut that out.
That's not just Montreal, but
I know.
You.
Yeah,
like, this dating scene now on the you live alone business.
Mm. Yeah,
they trying to move in with you.
Oh my gosh,
that's like, what's happening.
It's not the one.
This is
here.
Where we're okay.
You bought a pair of sneakers. You buy me one too.
Oh, it's like that. Okay, you
see? I be throwing block parties, I told y'all.
Ah, good. All right, Noah.
Oh, yes, the block parties.
But thank you. Thank you for that clarification, because I was super confused, and it reminded me of the time I did not back you and Gina up for making me listen to that Adele album, because that shit, that was terrible. Sorry. I was like, why did Kaya make me listen to this? Made me think it was hype. I played the whole album.
I still didn't hear it, though.
No? So who? Maybe it was just Kaya. Because someone's like, yo, the Adele album is so lit. I want to listen to that whole album off of what Kaya said.
Did you listen to it loud in the car?
Yo, stop it, Kaya.
What, you know what? I know what it is. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Those who at that time, loud. I might have thought it was that because, you know what? I had a reason to cry. So I was just like, I don't cry.
But you know what? That's real, though, because I knew someone, like, I was having a conversation with a couple, and they were talking about Snow's album, right? Snow Allegra.
Mm.
And she's just like, oh, I found it was okay. But her sister loved it because her sister was going through a breakup.
Okay.
So her sister was going through a breakup, but she was all, like, happily in love in her relationship. She was it was okay, and da-da-da. But her sister's like, yeah, Snow all day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. All right. Thank you. Thank you for clarification. So, Gina.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. I am Gina the Great, a.k.a. Miss Politically Correct, a.k.a. The Peacemaker, a.k.a. But please don't test her. And this is Ungrind My Gears, when we get into some fun facts, some motivational quotes, and laughs, of course.
Ungrind my gears. You thought I wasn't going to do it? You know I was going to do it.
This is why I need this segment. This is why this segment exists.
I'm going to record a drop when you're not here and play it before you're...
That is hilarious.
But first things first. Black facts, black facts, black facts, black facts. We got to record that too, though.
No, we do.
In today's Black Facts, it's brought to you by the ABCs of Black History, Black Canadian History, excuse me, from Black Biblio.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking Wilson Ruffin Abbott. So Wilson Ruffin Abbott run out of Alabama town. He was a shopkeeper who was too rich of a man, who was brown. He was too melanated to be as rich as he was.
Mm-hmm.
So Wilson moved to Toronto in 1835, and he was elected to council, where he thrived. He was a successful shopkeeper in Mobile, Alabama, after the city passed an anti-black law in 1834. Abbott came under threat. Abbott flew Mobile on that very night that his shop was burned down.
Mm.
Well, we all know that's how they do in Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was Mobile?
Yeah, it's Mobile. Alabama.
You know, I like Mobile, but I hear you. Well, maybe with the accent, Mobile, Alabama. Yeah,
it's actually pronounced Mobile, though.
Okay, just correct me three times.
Sorry,
three times in a row.
I'm sorry, because the people gonna say Mobile. They got a Mobile place.
No, but she's right, because in my head that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, in Mobile, Alabama. I never heard of Mobile.
I never heard of Mobile. But again, anything Alabama, I kind of, no disrespect, y'all, but y'all state is different.
It's kind of disrespectful.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So no disrespect, but disrespect.
Super country. Super country.
100%. So by 1835, he had made his way to Toronto, Upper Canada. Abbott made his fortune in Toronto real estate. A pioneer and community activist, he campaigned against blackface, raised funds for charities, and paid to free fugitives, as well as started a church. Mm. Abbott loved Canada. He volunteered during the 1837 and Mackenzie rebellions, and was elected to Toronto City Council representing St. Patrick's Ward. Where is that?
Mm.
I don't even know where that ward is in Toronto. No,
good question.
If it was Montreal, I might know. The
it may have a different name now.
Good it point, could. Right? Yeah, 1837, that's a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And Abbott died in 1876 as a prosperous man who helped build early Toronto.
Nice. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I think if I was around slavery times, I would be definitely trying to free slaves. That would be my thing. I would definitely be, when I would have escaped, I might have murdered a couple of people just to get out, and I would be coming back to rescue people. I feel like that would be my thing.
I think we all say that.
No, but it's just because the way I am right now in this day, I'm kind of doing it right now again.
Amen.
That's fair.
Amen. Well, you know what? And I believe that that's what that is, you know, and I also feel like you're aptly named. I think that's what it is. Yeah. There's so many people who are enslaved in their minds still, who are walking around here thinking because they got some money in their pocket that they're free, because they thinking that they own some stuff that they're free.
No, nope.
They own your mind. Is in shackles, brother and sister. So I do believe that you are teaching and educating the people every day how to free themselves, how to get rid of that mindset of, you know, lack and desperation. So I think that you are freeing slaves every day.
Well, this week's affirmation / quote of the week is, I breathe in courage and I exhale doubt. Thank you. No, I liked how you did that. This is one time where I'm just like, you and I into.
I feel like we should have all did that together.
I mean, I couldn't do it while I was talking at the same time, though. So I appreciate Pharaoh doing that, because that's exactly what I wanted to convey.
Cool.
Especially because I'm telling myself that day in, day out. So days of the week, you know, springtime brought this back. We got a couple national days coming up here. So Thursday, today, April 14th, is National Look Up at the Sky Day. Now, normally I wouldn't have said anything about this, because really, a whole day where you got to look up in the sky? But then it triggered me thinking of, look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's the funk Dr. Spock. And so, that guy.
Hit the sky. How sick.
So that you could hit, right?
What happened? That's,
so, yes. You know, I feel like today I'm going to look up in the sky and have that play in the background.
I like that. Like
and you
that.
Know, so and because you know, I've been on my Method Man and Red Man. I was just like, this. I'm gonna mention it today.
I like
mention
that
it today.
Mm-hmm. I love that actually that you said that, and we all should actually be a little bit more conscious of that day. So the 14th,
the 14th,
right
today,
you're going to, when they say look up at the sky, I want you to look up at the sky, but I actually want you to focus on the sun and close your eyes, but like you are actually staring at the sun through your eyelids. I'm going to tell you, during that time, you're going to take your finger and you're going to touch where your pineal gland is, where your third eye is, and you're going to tap that a couple of times, and then you're just going to do the, what we call like the pseudo stare at the sun, because you don't want to do it with your eyes open, but that is supposed to actually open your third eye.
It is. You're right. Yeah, right. It recharges so it.
We could actually use that as a great day, and they know. No telling why they've made that a national day. We don't even know that could be something that they hiding
exactly.
from us. But come up, let's look up at the sky, guys.
We're gonna
I
look love up. It. Yep, I like that. See, I didn't know why I was going to put it on it, because at first I was like, what is this? Mm-hmm. But see, that's what it is. That's what it's here for. So Friday, April 15th is National Anima Day. What is wrong with me today?
Everything.
It is, first of all, you're supposed to say nothing, Gina. You're doing great. April 15th is National Anime Day.
Okay.
What's some of y'all favorite anime?
Ninja Scroll.
Yup. That's what got me started in the world. Yep. Dragon Ball Z. Yes. Dragon Ball Z and Ninja Scroll is what started me in that.
Yes.
Do you watch anime?
I like the ones where they be doing it. When they got the octopus man and he be doing it to five girls at one time.
Can
he use his octopus legs?
Oh, wait. Oh, that's, hold on.
That's anime.
Yes, it's animated. And yes, it is anime. More manga. Okay.
Yeah, and they do it till she die.
I didn't even
she
see
just
this.
From it. It'd be so good. They all die. They just die. He do it to them and they die.
Wow.
Oh, it's so amazing. Anyway,
I didn't even
amazing.
See that one.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Do you even know the name of it? Or you just know there was an octopus man?
Octopus doing it.
to five
porno women. Hentai. Anime.
See, oh, okay. Hentai and anime, two different things, folks. Hentai is for 18 and over, folks. Okay. Yes, hentai. Excuse me. Oh, hentai is man. For the 18 and over. It. What we're talking about is some nice anime.
Yo, that's what, the some, most we have some cut off heads, maybe.
Oh. Yeah.
God
but
damn.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I'd like to highlight Bleach. Bleach is one of the yeah. like. If you are into anime, you'll either know this, and if you're not, this is how you get into it. Watch some Bleach.
Mm-hmm.
Death Note was fire too. Hunter x Hunter is it. Movie wise, Ninja Scroll and Spirited Away.
Yeah, I feel Ninja Scroll should be everybody's starter.
But you got to be 18 and over for Ninja Scroll.
That's
too.
True. That's
you
true.
You do. Spirited Away and the Street Fighter Alpha. That one's fire too.
Facts.
So that's my thing. I definitely was gonna put Anime Day on today.
Yeah, like, facts.
I still watch anime as a grown ass adult,
mm-hmm.
and because it's for grown ass adults too.
Yeah, facts.
I watch the grown anime too, but I get you.
Clearly,
you watching the grown.
Clearly,
grown.
You watch
the grown one.
Grown.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Saturday, April 16th is Husband Appreciation Day.
Let's clap that one up. Let's clap that one up. Yes.
I promised you I put that in there for Pharaoh.
Thank you.
I knew I was gonna get that reaction.
Yeah. Listen, I ain't got a husband, but I'm gonna be loving everybody else's husband.
You could call me. You could call me. Love me too. No?
Your wife is sitting right here. No, it's Husband Appreciation Day. Appreciate your own husband. The husbands that you have in your life.
That you know. I forget just call and appreciate a husband. I know. God damn, you guys' minds are wrong.
World, make him stop.
That's not what I was thinking.
I'm just saying, if you're making somebody's husband's life easier, call him and just say that you appreciate him.
You can appreciate him. You're right. Maybe she appreciates you too.
Yes, right?
You're taking some stuff off her plate too.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying.
It's all help. I've been trying to tell my homegirls this all the time. Poly is life, man.
I was gonna get into that too, but like, I mean, sometimes, some days I'm just like, you know, having that double income, I wouldn't be mad at that right about now.
Okay.
Now when you talk poly, having a trip quad income,
you guys are rich. You're rich, basically. You're rich.
You can't talk to me.
Very, very comfortable.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're never late. You're always on time. Because there's so much support in the household.
Mm.
So that is something that's very important. So like when I show all my friends is like married and like engaged and stuff like that, they invite me. I'm like, they're like, why are you late? I'm like, because I ain't have a husband to help me get dressed. Hello. I didn't have anybody help me put the imaginary kid together. Will you leave me alone?
Not the imaginary kid.
I'm a single fake mama out here. I have to take the kids to the sitter. That's why I'm late. Jesus. You guys all have support and you're looking at me like, oh, I didn't. My husband doesn't help me. That's why.
That's why.
But that's because, Kai, you're setting expectations because when you have the kids, you have to practice, right? So you're late now because had I had kids, this is how late I'd be.
Exactly.
Okay, no, you know what? You're absolutely right. Actually, but in real life, if I have kids, they're living at my mom's house. So I'm never going to be
late.
I don't care. I'm going to be unfit. I'm letting them know from now. God knows what it is. That's why he ain't give me no kids in the first place. He know I'm going to be unfit. I'm going to be like, hey, listen, they call me auntie. They're going to call you mommy, right, mommy?
Right, okay. Mommy. Good. Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all.
I love it. I love Kai's honesty.
I'm not dying for that.
No, facts.
You know, see me, I like to eat a whole plate of food by myself, stick my hands in my pockets, and pee-pee on the toilet without anybody knocking on the door.
Right.
You can't do that with kids, that's for sure.
No, you cannot.
They want to sit on your lap. I'm like, don't you see? I'm doodling. It doesn't stink? They're like, nope. I'm like, ugh.
Weird. Good. Keep children life.
The innocence of children. And then my final thing is, got a joke of the day.
Wait, hold on. But isn't April 20th in this week?
Okay, but I don't have to say every national day.
No, but come on. Isn't it April 20th?
Is that when we spoke? You gotta say 420.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, see, word. That wasn't part of what was.
Shoot. Yeah, I thought we were going there. All right.
Oh, my. That's why I have you guys here.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I'm not a 420 partaker.
Good point. Me neither.
My condolences.
But.
Gummies too work. Gummies work.
Oh no, no, man, the edibles, they hit different.
They do.
Maybe I hit the wrong one, but I was just like, not you ever again.
Really? I've been eating a whole pack trying to figure out where it starts.
And I definitely can't eat gummies because that's got gelatin. Not to the pock.
Okay, good point.
I got a homegirl. Her friend hits up. She's like, yo, you got any more of them edibles? She like, yeah. The girl goes home, gives it to a family member, and sent us videos. The man is still talking in gibberish.
Oh no.
Yep. Swear to God. come back.
No, he's,
he still has not returned. Oh, shit. He is with Donald Duck and them. He is like,
no.
Yeah, no, you guys can have that.
Okay, all right.
But yes, okay, 420 is the National Herb Day.
Yeah.
The National Sensimina Day.
Shout out.
The National Marijuana Day.
Okay, good. Did we give a shout out already to Homegirl, or are you going to do that later? Sorry, because I knew you were about to get into some other things. I wasn't sure if you,
when no,
you
were. It's your segment.
So, no, sorry, go ahead.
No, because it's your segment. I did want to give a shout out. I was gonna do it at the end of the show.
No, I wasn't sure. But, no, it's I just okay. want to make sure she gets in. She's my homegirl too.
Yeah, but you know, because spring's here, so cuffing season's done. Mm. And it's mating season now.
Okay.
And so the streets are open.
Okay.
The streets are calling my name. Nice. This summer. That's what I'm going to the streets. So hit up my girl Visage, Vanessa at Visage. She is MUA. She's a makeup artist and good people. She boss. Like she really good with it. So hit her up. She's ready to beat your face. That is a term. She's actually not going to beat you.
Wow. What?
The term is to beat your face.
Beat your face?
Yes. When you beat? When you beat your face, it's because you're beat to the gods.
Wow.
Yes. Remember? I don't expect you to know anything about that.
No, because when I lived in Toronto, beating face was a different story. Oh, God. That's what I'm like, okay.
Tell me you're old without telling me you're old.
No, I'm just saying. I my eyes under these sunglasses went really big. I was like, what? I thought... Vanessa, okay.
No, so for those who know that it's not what Pharaoh's talking about. Okay, she will get your whole life together.
Wow.
Have you ready for these streets?
Damn.
Hit her up, 438-931-8278. Vanessa Paul Pierre at Visage.
Word up.
And she can come to you too.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
hit her up.
Beat your face. Good.
I don't want you saying it because your definition isn't this.
No, I'm there now. I've come to 2022. Yeah, I could get a beat face. I love it.
Let me just go ahead and hit y'all up with the joke of the day today.
Ah, yes. Not really.
You should know to never share a secret with a clock.
Because it keeps tick-tocking?
Because time will tell.
Oh.
Time be snitching on you. Time will tell.
All right, I'm not mad at that.
I am though.
Okay, good.
I can't win in here. There's no winning.
No.
Why are you sending L's my way right now?
No, you know what?
Yes.
I just got an attitude.
Good.
I'm just gonna tell you now.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I've been looking up some dad jokes too.
Why? I got. You sent me one. That'll be next week. Just leave me with my time will tell.
Okay, I'm just gonna say. When does a bad joke? When does a joke become a dad joke?
I mean, when it's on the edge of can get a smirk at most.
When it becomes apparent.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I just had to bring something equally as bad. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Horrible.
Nah. Yeah, I'm angry.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ba-dum, boom.
Yes.
Where's our drum sound?
This is why we pay Big Will to go watch a show.
Just.
All right, quickly, folks. How was today's show for you? Oh, not all at once.
No, it's supposed to be Kaya. Every time it's put Kaya, then
because you know why? Because I be doing stuff. The show was amazing for me. I have a wonderful show. Y'all can even stop asking me that because I had a wonderful show every show. I'm going to say, I think this show was no good. This show was amazing. This show is always amazing. We are the best morning show in Montreal.
Facts.
This is the best show in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I always enjoy myself. These are my favorite people in life.
Facts. I turned on my mic.
No, but you make a point there. You do make a point there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't expect you to be like, well, you know, it's kind of shitty.
This chair was hurting my butt the whole time.
I did expect more. It wasn't exactly it. But no, Kaya, that's when I was supposed to plug your handles, your whole night. Kaya, I don't know.
Well, y'all just talk through the time. Kings and queens, this didn't even ask me. No, it's too late. Y'all chat to boxing too much. This was the Empower Hour. Special thanks to our guests. We are on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. And available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Now, we about to revamp that. I just want to let you guys know.
Talk about it.
So when we really do, and we really going to drop on that. But hopefully you Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. Stay blessed, black, and highly favored.
What it do, Empower Hour listeners? It is your homegirl, Tammy, and I am coming through with some news for y'all. First and foremost, before I get into it, I hope everyone is doing good. If you are feeling a little under the weather, I'm sending you some love and light. You already know hard times don't last, but hard people do. So just know, chin up, crown on, you got this. If you guys want to connect with me during the week for more information, to touch base, or just for some tea, because y'all know I love the tea, y'all can reach me on Instagram at Tammy Tuesdays. Now, this month, the Empower Hour is touching base on a lot of aspects of mental health, right? And let me tell you, a lot of things that we see on the news, y'all, it stems from mental health or, you know, people that are not doing what they need to do or don't have access to the services that they need to have access to. So I'm going to talk to you guys about the first story that I wanted to bring to your attention. There was an attempted murder in Montreal. A 19-year-old man was arrested. Now, why I think it's important, right? I mean, we do hear that there are attempted murders, there are murders, etc. It's the context of this. Basically, he acted like he was selling a phone. And he gave the victim, you know, an address to come and meet for the transaction, etc. And then basically he just, you know, tried to rob the person and literally shot fires at the victim. So I just think this is, it's something we need to pay attention to because listen, y'all, okay, inflation is at an all-time high, okay? People are out here struggling. Listen, I think the pandemic has been hard on everyone, no exceptions. So people's mental, you know, mental health, their state of mind might not be where it should be or needs to be. So please be very careful when you are on these sites wanting to, you know, purchase an item or sell an item. It's so very important to be aware of what's going on. Now, speaking of being aware of what is going on, this brings me to the next story. Tragic story, sad story. A 48-year-old woman was fatally run over by a truck last Friday morning in a commercial parking lot in Laval. You know, so sad because it could have been avoided. The truck driver had to be brought to the hospital for a nervous shock, which is completely understandable. And you know what? I think it's important to talk about this story, number one, because tragically, the 48-year-old woman lost her life. However, what I want us all to understand out of this, and this is what I tell my kids all the time, okay? That as a pedestrian, although yes, you have the right of way legally, it is important to pay attention, okay? It is so important. Even if the light is yours and you are allowed to cross, child, pay attention and make sure ain't no cars coming, no trucks coming, or none of that. Because at the end of the day, it's not about being right, it's about being safe, right? So y'all, as pedestrians, as bike riders, even as drivers, let's just all pay attention because honestly, this is very sad and it obviously could have been prevented. Now, with that being said, I don't know about all of y'all, but I am getting tired of the COVID talks. I'm getting tired of the pandemic talks. It's just, you know, for me personally, I'm over it. However, we still live in a real world and these things are happening. Listen, a couple of days ago, there's a new bill that is trying to pass. Basically, it is going to grant the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation special privileges, right? All at the same time as cracking down and severely regulating independent medias. Now, what does that mean? That means they can say what they want to say, how they want to say it, when they want to say it. Obviously, if they are funded by the government, I mean, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. We understand that there's a certain narrative that is going to go along with it. Independent medias, for example, like myself, whether it is here talking with you guys on the Empower Hour, whether it is on my Instagram, feeding you all information and perspectives and opinions and daily at that. Well, most probably I am going to be censored even more than I am now, shadow banned even more than I am now. And we are hundreds of thousands of people who use our social medias, who use the radio, who go on TV, who go on the podcast to just get information out there, to ask questions, to give perspectives. If we are not allowed to do that as Canadian citizens, what's really going on here? Is this really a free country? Is this really a free country? Because freedom of expression, freedom of speech, that's a fundamental right. So when you come and censor a fundamental right, it's going to get tricky real quick. It might go real left real fast. However, that's why I'm asking you all to really pay attention. It's good to watch the news, right? But at the same time, if you watch too much news, you might have some misinformation. It might be presented in different ways. We remember during the last wave, the numbers and the government, the gouvernement Legault confirmed it. The numbers were not real. I repeat, the numbers were not real. So when the numbers said, okay, we have 100 deaths, 100 COVID deaths, we all assumed that that means 100 people have passed away from COVID. But actually, it is 100 people who passed away with COVID. There is a difference. There is a difference, right? So somebody might be going to, for example, give birth and something happens, a complication. The woman passes away and she tests positive for COVID. It will be considered a COVID death. So all this to say, if independent...
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.